Your final answer? No choice. Live with it. We'll be
back.
Did
you ruin that one?
We'll be back with more fun right here on
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with the tent standoff outside the largest hospital in Gaza. Israeli troops are surrounding the massive Al-Shifa complex, Israel insisting Hamas headquarters are based underneath it. Thousands of doctors, nurses, and patients are trapped on the floors above. The last reporter inside told the BBC's Rushdi Abu Alouf about plans for the dead.
They decided to bury them in a small courtyard of the hospital. He saw already 30 bodies are being put in the grave. He said the situation has remained the same. Very tense situation around the hospital with a few airstrikes and explosions around the hospital.
There's a march planned here in the U.S. today.
Streams of blue and white will ring Washington, D.C. today as tens of thousands of supporters of Israel converge on the nation's capital. The Department of Homeland Security has reportedly designated the march a level one security event. That means a lot of federal, state, and local resources will be deployed to keep the marchers safe. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
4 days until the federal government runs out of money, and the new House Speaker, Mike Johnson, faces resistance within his own Republican Party over the plan he's expected to put on the House floor today. Georgia's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I'm not voting for a clean CR. I'm not carrying on Nancy Pelosi's budget. I'm not carrying on all the woke policies and the failures and the excessive spending.
Former Speaker Pelosi's husband, Paul, took the stand at David DePapp's trial to speak publicly for the first time about the hammer attack at the couple's home in San Francisco. CBS's Elise Preston.
Pelosi told the court he's tried to not relive the traumatic attack, calling his injuries very painful. DePapp is also facing an attempted kidnapping charge. After his arrest, investigators say DePapp told them his goal was to hold the then House Speaker hostage and interrogate her.
She wasn't home at the time. There's still no timeline for reopening Los Angeles 10 freeway that went up in flames Saturday. Governor Gavin Newsom.
Over 100 columns were damaged. 9 or 10, quite severely.
Investigators say it was arson. There's a new warning from climate scientists and federal agencies to world leaders about changing conditions on Earth. CBS's Bo Erickson.
The report details how climate change may harm the health of more Americans in the near future, with more extreme weather events and worse air quality expected, as well as an uptick in diseases passed from insects and parasites to humans.
S&P futures are up 1, Dow futures down 8. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin State Senate is taking up a plan today to spend more than $500 million of public money for upkeep to American Family Field in order to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee for another 27 years. As of yesterday, Republican Majority Leader Devin Lemieux was still trying to lock down enough votes to pass the bill. Legislative leaders typically don't schedule bills for floor votes unless they're sure to pass. We're getting a better idea today of how Wisconsin kids are doing on standardized tests. The Department of Public Instruction is issuing its report cards for school districts and individual schools today. Statewide report cards came out last month, and they show nearly 60% of Wisconsin students are not reading or doing math at grade level. Today's results will break down performance at the local level. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Deer hunting can be a cherished tradition in Wisconsin, but the sport does come with risks. Dr. Marcus Sublett, an MD cardiologist with Aspirus, says many hunters engage in this type of physical activity only once per year. The combination of cardiovascular endurance and carrying heavy equipment can increase the risk of heart-related issues.
But once you obtain a deer, those deer can weigh 200 pounds, and lifting that deer out of the woods can be a major physical challenge.
Symptoms of a heart attack can include pain or pressure in the chest, left arm or shoulder, and even into your neck or left jaw.
If you experience any of those signs, that don't go away after you stop and rest for several minutes, you should immediately seek medical attention.
Dr. Sublett said it's essential to understand your physical limitations and not push yourself too hard. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 60 this afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 39. Tomorrow, high of 60. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Have your host, James J. Mailoff here. Have Seth join us a little bit later in the hour. Right now, we are kicking off the hour with a good friends of ours, new Heart of Wisconsin Chamber members from Rapids Pack and Slip. We have Dean Ramsden with us. Good morning, Dean.
Hey, good morning, James.
Good to see you. Thanks for being here, sir. And we have Jamie Smith with us. Jamie, good to see you.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being here, you two. Appreciate the time.
Gotcha.
Boy, what are we going to talk about today? No, let's talk about the business. We got a new business in town we love talking about, and we appreciate you guys here to let everybody know about this new business.
We appreciate you getting this message out. So,
Big thank you to our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. They'll be actually joining us a little bit later today during Midday Magazine. Guys, let's start right out the gate. Rapids Pack and Ship. What is this business? What do they do? I feel like it tells me a little bit in the title there, but I don't want to just assume.
Sure. Yeah.
Do you guys do catering? No, I'm just kidding.
We could.
You do a lot over there. You guys do quite a bit. So
Yes. Let's
go ahead and start right there, though. What what makes you guys stand out from other businesses that do similar businesses here in town, Rapids Pack and Ship?
Rapids Pack and Ship is a professional shipping center, and we offer UPS and Speedy and FedEx. We also U.S. Postal Service there. And shredding services and mailboxes. And kind of how the idea got started is the UPS store closed in town here. Mm-hmm. And so the public's been kind of wondering about that.
Yeah.
And probably a couple of months ago, I got a phone call from somebody that said, hey, would you do virtual mailboxes? Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, oh, the UPS store. So I just saw this opportunity to open up a shipping store. We had the space. And the people.
Yeah.
And
I wanted to start there, actually, Dean, because I'm sure your name is familiar in town here. You're a businessman in town. You've done a number of different
things.
Yes. Yeah. You saw an opening here. You saw an opportunity for something.
Yes.
And that was a big part of where this came from. And I should say more so a need in the town, in the community.
Yes. One of them is mailboxes, which I'm excited. You can go to the post office and get a post office box, but to get a physical address with a suite number, I don't know if anybody else is offering that.
Right.
And if you're a home-based business and you want, you don't want mail coming to your house or people coming to your house, we also have another business there called Office Lounge that really goes and is in conjunction with Rapids Pack and Ship, where you can get your mail and you can also rent office space there.
Right.
So
in this day and age, too, where we're more than ever shopping online, ordering things online, having things delivered, whether you're a business or your personal life, this seems like such a smart and needed thing for our community.
Mm-hmm. Especially for incubating small businesses. Mm-hmm. You know, people, COVID really taught us a lot of things about working from home and virtual and online. But you still have shipping, the shipping businesses, and also getting returns as well.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have Jamie kind of address, we sent Jamie to California for training. Her daughter lives out there, and actually her brother has a shipping store.
Well, first off, Jamie, thank you so much for your sacrifice and going out to beautiful California and hanging out with your kid and everything.
It was pretty rough.
It speaks to the how much you guys are putting into this industry and this business and that how much you care about it to send you out there to do this. What did you learn out there?
Oh, my gosh. I've learned so much just from the very start of everything. It's been an absolute adventure. But out in California, I think the biggest thing I took away from it is that I'm not alone. You know, there's a lot of people starting businesses here in even Wisconsin Rapids that are looking for that support, you know. So there's support everywhere, I think, that you go for whatever business it is you're opening. But Yeah, it was great.
Every business is going to have different challenges and different things. Yeah. When it comes to an industry like this, have you worked in this sort of industry before? Customer service, packaging, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I've born and raised in customer service, so that's been helpful. And then as far as the packaging, my brother owns a package and pack and ship store in California. So I've been able to kind of go under his wing a little bit before this and during COVID. I was actually out there working for a little bit.
Jamie, you've been in customer service for a long time.
Yeah, all my life. I mean, every job I've ever had, I've had been in customer
service. She actually worked for Sand Valley the last 7 years.
Right on. So okay.
That was guest customer service.
Yeah, and a good place to be coming from, too.
Yes.
Not only a good business, but a good experience, local good experience working with faces that you'll probably see some familiar faces here and there and everything with that. When it came to what Dean was kind of tipping on there as far as the delivery, the different services that you guys are going to do, when you were out in California learning some of this, how do you apply that to here, to Rapids? I'm sure there's some differences there, but there's some things that I'm sure that are apt as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, it's even though California, you say California and it's huge and it, you know, but there's definitely a lot of small towns there too.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, the conference that I was at, I would say probably 70% of them were all from small towns. So there wasn't really a whole lot of large, like UPS stores or Amazon stores or all of that kind of stuff. So I think people do focus on the small towns, and like Dean saw the need, you know, so he ran with it, which is awesome.
If it wasn't for living out there, I would have thought the same thing. Like, oh, there's L.A., there's Santa Barbara, and like that's it. Like in San Francisco, like there's just three major cities in all of California. But you're so right. I spent most of my time in Carpinteria, kind of right in between two major cities and everything. And there's a lot of those. And with that, there's a lot of these services that are available. So I could see how going out there, you could pick up and learn quite a bit. Certainly packaging, being able to ship things, being able to have things come in. We get that. There's also some other services that you guys are offering. There's a document shredding, I understand, that's part of it.
Document shredding or copying services, faxing. One thing, there's two things I want to mention, and maybe I want Jamie to hit on that one, the Amazon returns, how we can handle that.
Really? Because that's going
to
be big.
Because everybody, we can't do it yet, and so we're trying to figure out. And the second thing is our location is we're out in the town of Grand Rapids. So it's a little travel to go out there. You have to go past Home Depot. And if you make a right there on 48th Street by the Grand Rapids Police Department and Bud's Corner Mart, we're right in the corner of Wazicha and 48th Street.
Okay.
So.
A familiar part of town, though. Certain that especially.
A lot of residents out there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And if there's one of the things, and you two as locals know this as well as I do, once you know where a place is, you just don't forget it. You know, I mean, when you're not going to that business, you think of that business when you're going to that part of town or something like that.
Yes.
So the more we get familiar and stop by there and get used to it, the more people are going to know that location, no problem. That document shredding part of this, I know is a key part of this. And not so much for me in my personal life, don't have a whole ton of documents I need to shred. But I know a lot of people in this area, especially from Midday Magazine, that come in and even will ask me sometimes, hey, do you happen to know, like just because I run into so many people, do you happen to know anybody that does this? And it's usually document shredding is one of those things.
Yeah. It's all secured, locked, and you just pay by the pound. You just bring in, if you got 2 pounds, it's like $2. It's a dollar a pound. If you got 10 pounds, it's $10. And we're contracted with Shred America. And so they come in once a month and pick up all the documents and shred everything. Everything's secured. So,
you guys have an opening coming up, wanting to let everybody know about.
Monday, the 20th, we're having a grand opening, cake and ice cream, refreshments. We'll do an introduction to Office Lounge as well. In the big room in the back. So that's 1 p.m. and public's welcome. Chamber of Commerce will be there.
Very cool. Nice chance for not only the community to come by, check out the shop, get familiar with things.
Meet the people.
All of you, get familiar with you guys as well. But certainly another opportunity for us to also, you know, have our local businesses' backs. That's a very, you know, it's always been important in this community. It's been something that's been a staple of this community for a very long time. But I would say that since the pandemic, it's become such a vital
vital part of the community, where whether it's a nonprofit or just your local, your everyday business, it's buy local, support local.
Yes.
And it's a big part of what we're doing. Is that a big part of the reason why you wanted to be a part of things with the chamber?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was really curious when I was thinking about this with you in particular, mm-hmm. Dean, because yep. I know that you have a lot of business experience mm-hmm. here in town.
Yes.
I know for a lot of people, they join the chamber with a new business because mm-hmm. they don't have that. Mm-hmm. You have that and you still join the chamber.
Absolutely. Yeah, the support is great. I mean, they're all about Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin. They host a lot of events. It's worth it. It's worth
yeah.
being a member.
Yeah, and so. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. We also want to make sure to mention that the other a part of this business, mm-hmm. The office lounge, that you guys are going to be joining us to spend some time to talk about that as well coming up here,
yes,
right?
Yes, correct. Yep.
All right.
Office lounge, if we got a few minutes.
Yes.
Office
yes.
lounge is... it's kind of like a gym membership. So like you go to a gym membership or you go mm-hmm. to the Y or whatever yeah, and you pay yeah. a monthly fee to use the gym. It's the same thing. It's 24/7. Mm-hmm. You can come to the office. You get a key to the office. And it starts at $100 a month. And you can come there 24/7 mm-hmm. and use the services that are there. And if you need something shipped or you need your mail delivered there, it's an economical way to have an office outside of your home office.
Yeah.
Or you want to get, you know, it's 10 o'clock at night. You can't go to the library at 10. Mm. So this is a place you can go to, you know, a coffee shop is closed. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of that idea behind it.
If you're somebody who's trying to start a business, mm-hmm. and one of the things that you don't necessarily need is space or a place to have your inventory or these kind of things, a lot of the business nowadays, whether it's Etsy or it's other things, mm-hmm. and you're doing it mainly from your laptop,
yep.
you don't need a whole lot. Something like this is perfect for you. It's
yeah.
perfectly lined up for so many of where a lot of we've all seen the numbers and we've seen this great migration going on from a lot of people going from jobs to careers. And mm-hmm. a lot of those careers are on computers or online. And not everybody can work from home. Like I say that, like they can physically work from home, but kids. Sibling, you know, parents, all these other factors.
The dog barking.
Yes, that keep mm-hmm. you from really focusing on your job. Having an office is not just good for your business, but it's a sanctuary. Well, something that just gets yeah. you away from all that sometimes
right.
too.
And also, it's a place you can collaborate with other people.
Yeah.
It's collaboration. Yeah. And you're in a positive environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I love small business. I think that's the backbone of America, small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So,
when it comes to Rapids Pack and Ship, when are we opening
we
again?
We can change the name.
I think you got a good name.
We can change the name.
I like your name already. You got a good name already. It's a good name. Okay. Especially we got the signs made and everything. Yeah. It's a hassle to change
we
it.
We can go back.
Rapids Pack and Ship is, what day are you guys opening and where's the location one more time?
It's 2500 48th Street South. Wisconsin Rapids. So go past Home Depot, hang it right on 48th, and it's there on the right hand side.
And you guys have big opening coming up on the 20th?
Yep, 20th, 1 p.m. But we're also open from 9 in the morning till 6 at night.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday from 9 to 1.
Yeah, this is I apologize. This is a grand opening we're talking about. You guys are already open.
The
door is already open. Come by, stop by right now, everybody.
Yes.
Unless you guys are technically not open. Like, what time do you open?
Yeah.
No,
we're open.
They're open. They're open. Stop
they're
by.
Out there. We want to give a shout out to Sue and Rebecca and Tia that's out there.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Steph,
good morning
I'm sure
to them.
Steph's listening too.
We wish them a good morning and hope it's a smooth going morning for all of them. And we're looking forward to having you guys join us again to talk a little bit more about the office lounge.
Yes.
We'll put some focus on that. But thank you both. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
If people have follow-up questions, they want to know more about some of what we talked about, Dean, is there a way to reach you?
Yeah, there's a phone number. It's a 608 area code.
Yeah, I see it right.
They're running out of 715 area codes. So.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. If you want more information, you want to find out more about Rapids Pack and Ship, go ahead and give them a call at 608-690-3707. That's 608-690-3707.
Or they could go to our website, too.
That website is Rapids Pack and Ship. That's all one word, rapidspackandship.com.
Yep.
Thanks again for the time, you two.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Hey, tell your dad hello.
We'll do.
Okay.
We'll be back with more fun on the morning show coming up here at WFHR.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Ready for deer cam? The Trading Post has all of your hunting needs. Snacks, ammo, new and used guns. Don't waste your time searching for savings. Stop in and ask for Kevin to save some bucks. The Trading Post, West Grand Avenue in historic downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
60 this afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 39. Tomorrow, high of 60.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
What's with this?
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Sorry, dissing my girl. Why do they got a front, man? That's so 90s.
It's so 90s. And the delivery is just as good. It's just as good.
I like Weezer a lot. Thank you, Weezer. Man, that was so 90s.
That was very nice. That song, there's certain stuff that doesn't age well because you cringe over it, like it's like, you know, PC-wise or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And there's other stuff where it's just like terms.
Yeah, exactly.
Or just certain words. I heard somebody like in a TV show or a movie the other day say radical. And it just like, oh.
It just hits you. It's gnarly, man.
Yes, there you go. There's another one. Let's take a look at some entertainment news. And I've always been a big fan of Anne Hathaway. I think she's a wonderful actor. What has always been curious to me about her career is not so much the way that audiences and the media treats her. It's my fellow actors. I've been a Screen Actors Guild member since 2008, and I would say since around then, I have heard a lot of female actors say that they are just not a fan of hers. And when I ask why, there's never an answer. I've asked this. If I've asked 20 people, I've never gotten an answer from any of them of why. And I'm not really sure, but there has been this part of her career that's happened, because it's not just other actors. There's casting agents and different people that don't really have, don't give you a reason. It's not her talent. It's not her look. It's not her personality. She's one of they've never been a bad word said about her as far as on set.
As far as I know, yeah.
It's just one of these things. It's just been a weird part of her career.
Very weird.
And with that on top of it, she's also getting older. And if you're an actress in the game and you're getting older, you know, oh, God help you, your career may end any second.
Yeah, right.
Anne Hathaway started out in showbiz as a child. Someone told her that her career would, quote, fall off a cliff when she turned 35. At the time, there was probably real truth in that, but Anne just turned 41 on Sunday, and things are still working out very well for her.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, the thing that has evolved during that time is that more women are having careers deeper into their lives, which is fantastic. She adds, obviously, it doesn't mean we should have a ticker tape parade. Someone said this to me the other day. There's so much to be proud of, and there's so much to fix.
Mm. Yep.
We can do both things at once. You can chew gum and walk at the same time. I do this almost every day of my life. I am one of the most proud Americans you will ever hear, period.
Yeah.
I will put my name on that. I am damn proud of being an American.
Right.
I also hold this country accountable.
Mm-hmm.
I also can look at this country and say that it has some holes.
Some issues.
Some things.
Problems.
To fix.
Yeah.
I look at this country like I do my family. I love my family. Mm-hmm. There's not many members of my family more proud to be a Maloff than I am, and a Stern and a Chiz and all these things.
Yep.
A DeMore, all my family's names, all this stuff. At the same time, I will be the first person to tell you my family is not perfect.
We got some big holes in my family.
Of course.
We got some major debts in my family. It's the same as our country. It's the same as, you know, whether we're looking at anything that we're trying to make better representation, you know, equal pay, any of this stuff. Like, we're building the boat while we're on the water, people.
Yep.
That's what's happening right now.
That's what's happening.
And with that, I think we need to give ourselves some grace, give society some grace, and have some accountability at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Beware of the person that is afraid of accountability.
Mm.
Be wary of the person or the corporation or anything else.
Anything,
that pushes back on self-realization or self-awareness or self-responsibility.
Absolutely, 100%.
I cannot respect and I refuse to, let alone vote for, anybody who immediately when you confront them on something, their first reaction is, it's not me, it's them. Mm-hmm. It's not my fault, it's the other person. It's always pushing accountability, never taking accountability, not for anything. It don't matter who the person is or what power they have or any of this. That person, no respect for. None. No. Got no respect. No time for somebody like
that.
Because
honestly, it sounds like they don't have much respect for themselves.
Yeah.
If you're not willing to take responsibility for things you have done, that means that I think it has something to do with your own self view, how your self-worth. And I don't think it's very high if you're doing that, you know?
And we need to have that about this in society. And we all need to take a little bit of responsibility with this. Like, you know, I'm not in charge of any of this.
Yep.
You're a part of society. You got to take some, you know, some stake in this.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I wonder for Anne Hathaway specifically, and, you know, the role for women, especially women actors, the fact that more women are getting in the other parts of the industry, directing, producing, writing, that's going to change things a lot for the actors as well. And I think it will. I think it will make a change.
Everything is pointing to yes when it comes to that. I will only piggyback and add casting directors.
That's a good one.
We have usually had a lot of women in casting sessions, but not to the point where they felt like they had a voice.
Right.
Now it's not just having women, female directors, editors, you know, casting
all
agents.
All of that stuff,
It's that they also feel like, hey, I can speak up now.
Mm.
I can actually talk now.
Yeah.
Like that part of this.
That's huge.
Is huge. And also, like, I don't even know how to wrap my mind around. Like, I get that I don't get it.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of things in life that I've had to deal with and that have been a plight and struggle and all this stuff. And then there's stuff where I look at it and I'm like, man, I am privileged. I was born ethnic. I was born poor, all these things. I was also born a guy. And it's there's a lot of things in life that come to you a lot easier because you're a man.
Yeah.
And understanding that I don't understand what it's like to be a woman in this industry or a lot of other layers in this. And the idea of, it's not just that I got the job, but I can actually talk. Like, we never have had to worry about that as men. There's never been one scenario in my life where I've been afraid to talk.
Yeah, right.
Like, I worried that I wouldn't be, if I did talk, that I wouldn't be heard.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole section of society, man. That's a whole part of it. And here in this industry, it's only been in the last 10 years that women feel like they can actually speak up.
Yeah.
That's insane.
2023 now. It's nuts.
It is also an interesting point, and I think a cool point, too, of what she's talking about there, where, and you touched on this, too, just now, where there's not only more opportunities, more roles, where the Hollywood finally realized, oh, yeah, women want to see movies, too.
About women.
Yeah, yeah.
So, shocking, right?
So we're going to have movies that are centered around that.
Yeah, why not? Makes sense to me.
You know, it's the Ben and Jerry's thing again. Yeah. It's hey, we're making the greatest ice cream in the world. We're bigger than anything. There's a whole market we're not hitting. Let's make vegan ice cream. Let's make some of that. Let's make some for lactose intolerant people.
You know, for a country that seems to, you know, that for celebrates capitalism to the hilt, they seem to have a problem with it.
Yeah.
At times.
Yeah.
At many times you see that there's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. You talk about markets all the time. That's what we say, free markets. We want free markets, except for that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, right, wait. Men are losing power? No. We can't have that.
There's a great interview with Leslie Nielsen where he's being so real and genuine talking about equal pay and how important it is and how men need to take responsibility for this and really be fighting for it even more than women because it's our fault that this happened and everything. And then the interviewer asks him, well, does that mean that you would take less money? Oh, no. Oh, no, no, God, no. It's one of those things where you're all for these things until all of a sudden that it comes to your doorstep.
Right.
That's when you really got to do stuff, and that's when you really find out if you care about these things.
Yeah.
With the actor strike over, CBS is officially the first broadcast network to announce the premiere dates for their delayed 23-24 season, which now kicks off in February. So they're pushing these things back to February because of a lot of this stuff.
Nothing's been making. Yeah, nothing's going.
CBS has been the number one game in town for a long time. Mm-hmm. And it is things like this for the reason. The four major networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox.
Yep.
Those are still the major four for now. That may change in the next hour or so with streaming and all of this other stuff.
Who knows? Yeah.
I kid you not. I was talking to a director just a little while ago because I'm going to be auditioning for her in about 2 weeks. And she's been really nice working with me and some other actors about what she wants. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to her about this, and we were joking. It's not going to be surprising to us in 4 or 5 years when I say a line like that, the major networks, you know, ABC, Netflix, Hulu, CBS.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Going to be the phrase coming up. Like that,
it
wouldn't
know.
Be surprising that that's what's coming. So with this over, the new season will kick off in February. When are your new favorite shows coming back? NCIS and NCIS Hawaii will premiere on Monday, February 12th. FBI, FBI International, FBI Most Wanted, FBI Albuquerque. That last one's not real. Those will all start
Roswell
on the 13th of February. FBI Roswell, yes, yes, yes. Young Sheldon premieres Thursday the 15th, along with Ghosts. My mom loves that show.
Okay,
my mom loves that Ghost show.
Nice.
She's a big fan of it. SWAT returns for its 7th and final season on February 16th. Blue Bloods will return on the 14th. And The Equalizer is back for its 4th season on February 18th. that all those will be coming. So all your shows, basically, you got until February until your new shows.
Yeah,
come back.
Yeah. You
got
to get everything in production and getting revved up again.
Now, don't think for a second though that means your shows are going to last longer. That just means they're going to cut. They are all these studio heads are looking at cutting some money,
yes,
and
they are
going to cut all these things. They've already. It used to be a season lasted 24 episodes. That was the tradition.
Back in the day,
Yeah. It was not a season if it didn't have 24 episodes. Those days are long gone.
Long gone.
And they're going to be taking advantage of that with this.
Yeah.
You're going to have lucky at 10 to 13 episodes. There's going to be certain shows that are certainly going to have your traditional episodes or your collection of episodes.
Right, exactly.
Some episodes and everything. But yeah, for a lot of them, they're also going to be cutting corners.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll take a break, get to our state and local news. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Beatles hitting the Billboard Hot 100.
Nice.
And our sibling placement. All of that, along with some That Ain't Right stuff and local good stuff coming up for you on The Morning Show here at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's a new bill to get guns out of the hands of people convicted of domestic violence in Wisconsin. Monique Binkins is director of End Domestic Violence Wisconsin. She says many domestic violence deaths are preventable.
Domestic violence and firearms are a lethal combination. Victims are 5 times more likely to be murdered when their abusers have access to a gun.
Convicted abusers in Wisconsin have been able to legally have guns since a state Supreme Court ruling last year. More than 1 million people in Wisconsin will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving. AAA says that would be the third highest number for Wisconsin since 2019. By far, most will travel by car. A week from tomorrow is also expected to be the busiest day at Wisconsin airports. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Folks are gearing up to hit the road for Thanksgiving Day travel. GasBuddy says there's an 8% increase of people planning to travel this year versus 2022, but some people are choosing not to travel because of prices. The national average price of gas is projected to drop to $3.25 per gallon. That'll save travelers $573 million during holiday travel compared to last year. The cheapest gas in Wisconsin Rapids today is still $2.91. It's been about a month since Avelo flights have been taking to the skies from Central Wisconsin Airport to Orlando. More flights are what people have been asking for, and now the airport is busier than normal. Many say because it's a shorter drive, closer to home, and offers cheaper flights. And the Central Wisconsin Airport isn't done. Orlando could be just the beginning. Possible added future destinations include Fort Myer, Phoenix, and Las Vegas. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home.
My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You have one new notification from Cleary Building Corp. This is to remind you if you're thinking about building a home, storage facility, or commercial building, make sure your building has a Cleary Shamrock on it. At this time, we urge you to visit clearybuilding.com immediately to speak with a sales specialist to get you the building of your dreams.
I couldn't have said it better myself. Get the best warranty in the business at clearybuilding.com today.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR. Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 60 this afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 39. Tomorrow, high of 60. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Welcome back. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth and James here with you at the point in the movie where the everything turns around for your lovable loser hero. Things are working out. It's going to be all right. The mannequin came to life. It's just this music. That is what this music was just created for.
100%. But
the last 5 minutes of the movie, when everything's going good and things are better.
Although, curse you, now you made me think of Andrew McCarthy. Thanks a lot!
Andrew McCarthy had a day, man.
He had
a moment there. He was in every movie for a little while there. He was a popular guy.
You know, I would go back and watch Mannequin, except I just it'd be like cringy through the whole thing, man.
I'm cringy just thinking about it. And I don't remember one scene from that movie. I remember the wonderful Mesha Taylor from Designing Women, and those crazy glasses and that hair. That's all I remember from that movie. That's it.
They had that one guy that was like the cop, the bad guy cop in all the Police Academy movies.
He was always the bad guy.
One sick puppy.
I can't imagine them trying to greenlight that movie nowadays. How many kids would even know what a mannequin is anymore? I don't even know how popular mannequins are.
Mannequins don't even look like people anymore.
Yeah.
They don't have heads.
Or they
have like no features.
Yeah.
No, it would be a horror movie. It would definitely be a horror movie.
Actually, it would have to be now. Yeah, no head, all that. Yeah, it'd be very weird. It was a little weird to see the Beatles show up in the Billboard Hot 100, but not that surprising.
Mm-hmm.
The Beatles made a return to the Billboard Hot 100 chart for the first time since 1996. Their final song, Now and Then, debuted at number 7.
Mm-hmm.
It marks their 35th top 10 which is the most by any group. The Rolling Stones followed by with 23, Chicago and the Supremes have 20 each.
Wow.
So the closest is almost 15 away from this.
It's amazing.
The Beatles also lead with the most Hot 100 hits overall from a group with 72. They're followed by the Rolling Stones with 57, the Beach Boys with 55, and the Temptations with 53. They also became the 13th act to have a top 10 hit in all four decades, 60s, 70s, 90s, and 2020 in the aughts. The only other group to do that is Aerosmith.
Wow. Okay. This is the thing that astonishes me most about this. The Beatles were recording artists for 8 years.
Yeah.
The Rolling Stones have been together for decades. Yeah. Most of these groups had longer careers, you know. 8 years.
8 years, and this is what has come of those 8 years of work.
There's still times when I cannot wrap my brain around what happened with the Beatles.
Yeah.
I don't think most of us can. Just because even though it's been decades and decades, 50, 60 years, I just can't. I don't get it. It's one of those things. How could this happen? How could something like this happen? But it's still, it's there. The proof is there.
It's remarkable. It really is. It's also, I think, important going forward here when we've got a lot of these younger acts and these modern acts that are going to be, Drake, Taylor Swift, some of these things, and you see their names in the same breath as some of these acts. It's not taking anything away from those modern acts.
No, not at all.
But it's also, you got to understand the industry has changed so much.
Yes.
So look at your streaming, most popular, top 100, this list right here.
Yeah, right.
Top 100. Used to be the Beatles release, they release an album and they release their title track from the album and then their second single from the album, maybe a third or a fourth single.
Right.
And as those singles get released, well, then that album becomes, the sales of that album pick up, and up. It goes higher in the rankings in this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this past weekend or the weekend before, Drake dropped a whole album. The whole album hit streaming. So it's not surprising to see Drake having 5-10 songs or all those songs streaming.
Right, exactly.
At that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so Drake becomes one of the first artists ever to have 10 songs streaming at the same time. Right. Or it's 10 songs in the top 100 at the same time.
Whatever, yeah, right.
And he becomes on this list with the Beatles and some others. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not saying that Drake ain't a big artist or a popular artist.
He's very much.
There's just a gigantic Grand Canyon difference between the Beatles and Drake.
The business model is completely different. Yeah, you were showing people.
So different now how songs are released, albums are released.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's not me talking badly about Taylor Swift.
No, not at all.
I got all the respect in the world for all these acts. I may not listen to them, but I don't have to. They don't need me.
They're doing just fine.
Yeah. It's just understanding that it's a different game nowadays. Mm-hmm. The rules have changed. They've moved the goalpost.
Right.
Some of these things are different. I think it gives respect to the old artists while having some perspective with these newer ones.
Yeah.
It's not taking anything from them. It's just kind of looking at it. It's just different how we do it now.
Yeah, and it's hard to compare. It really is. You know, it's a little bit apples and oranges because of the different, methods and everything. But still, I mean, it still blows me away. The number, the quality, the fame of the Beatles, it's just everything was there. And it was... It's 8 years.
Yeah.
That was it. It was for 8 years.
It's remarkable when you say something like that. And I, even growing up with the biggest Beatles fan ever, I feel like I forget that sometimes.
Yeah.
That
it's easy to do that. Forget, though. Yeah.
The only other comparison I have to that is when I was a kid and I was learning the trumpet and I realized, wait a minute, there's not different notes for a trumpet than there is for a saxophone or a guitar. We all use the same note. Wait a minute. So every musician in history is only using these simple notes.
Yep, these certain sounds. Yep.
We've created all of this from that? That's amazing.
That's amazing artistic achievement.
It is. When you look at what the human beings and the achievements we've done since we started walking up right to now, that is one of the most ones that we have underrated and celebrated in all of human creative history.
Right, right. Think of
8 notes. That's it. That's it. And it's created all of this.
Think of this. I mean, the difference. Think about, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony.
Mm.
And then think about the stuff that Drake just released.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you couldn't get more different, but it's all, like you said, it's all part of a part. It's a thing.
It's, yeah.
It's music. And it's amazing how this palette can be so diverse and so, I mean, it is a remarkable thing.
8 years of recording and they've created like this legacy. You know what? 20 years from now, people will be talking about the Beatles.
They will still be talking about,
they'll be talking about the Beatles. It's just amazing. And when it goes, you know, when it comes to how we're gauging these things, Billboard, Hot 100s, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's just, you hear this stuff and you see the headline, you know, Drake, Taylor Swift, so-and-so, and the tied the Beatles or beat the Beatles in this. But they don't tell you how they did it. They don't tell you why it's, what is different. We run into this in sports all the time. I think one of the laziest things, you can tell when somebody has nothing else to talk about when they do the comparative argument. Who's the greatest of all time? That list. That the laziest thing in whether it's in sports commentating or anything else. You can't compare Wilt Chamberlain and LeBron James. Like, there's no comparison. They are both human beings that were born
and they played a similar game, right? Yeah.
End of list. Yeah. Like, that's it. The training, the players they play against, the studying, the scheduling. Yep. There's so many factors that change from decade to decade, from season to season, let alone decade to decade.
Right.
You really can't compare these things. It's literally apples and oranges.
One of the best examples right now is, and it's in baseball, it's so much, Shohei Ohtani, and it's the comparison to Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
But how can you do that?
Yeah.
Babe Ruth played in an era when, like, a significant portion of the population was banned from his sport.
Right. Yes.
How can you compare that to now? Well, yeah, you can't do it. It's just, yeah, like you said, yeah. Can't do it.
Can't do it. We'll take a break. We're going to come back. We're talking siblings and our placement in our family.
Oh, strap in, everyone.
And if that ain't right, we'll have something else for you. If that ain't right.
That ain't right.
I just said on the air.
You need to copyright that right now.
I'm going to do it right now. We'll be back with more of The Morning Show.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We're not comfortable
until you are
at Tri-City Services.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable
until you are
at Tri-City Services.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join The Morning Show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join The Morning Show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
60 this afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, south winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 39. Tomorrow, high of 60. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 44.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Seth and James hanging out with you. A little Candy Rain playing in the background. Soul to Soul or Soul to Real or something like
Soul
that.
Soul to Real, I think it was.
Something like that. It was one of those R&B bands that had one hit and then they went away. We never heard from them again. There's a lot of that in the 90s.
Especially the early 90s, man. New Jack Swing, baby.
Yeah. Oh, good stuff. Oh, man, just saying that. If you were an only child, you probably had moments when you wished you had siblings until you came to your senses. No, I don't know. But get ready to call up 424-2600. We want to hear from you. Where you ranked in your list and with your siblings. If you had siblings, you had moments when you wished you were an only child until you came to your senses, possibly. And then you realized, wait a minute, it's not so bad. In a poll, 13% of people said that they weren't happy about their sibling placement, meaning they did not like being the oldest, the middle child, the youngest, or the only child, or even the 12th of 15 kids or whatever. 39% of people liked their situation in their family, and 43% didn't have an opinion. 70% of people said that their sibling placement did shape their personality, and 43% of people said it had a positive effect.
Okay.
The poll also asked about people's ideal placement. And maybe the most interesting thing is how balanced it was. 11% said that they'd want to be the only child, 21% said that they'd want to be the oldest, and 19% said that they'd want to be the middle child, 18% said the youngest.
Okay.
So like a percent difference between any of these.
Right, right.
Which kind of makes me think it doesn't matter that much.
Probably not.
You know, it's not really that big of a factor.
Well, I mean, there's probably some things that deal with, and I really think it has to do with the number of kids. I think that changes things a lot throughout this whole thing. So, yeah.
Let's take a caller. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm the fifth of 12, and I think it's awesome to have siblings. I mean, I think you could probably have some of my best friends are my brothers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
I 100% with you, sir. I don't have that big of a family. I'm one of three, but I couldn't imagine my life without my brother and sister. They're two of my best friends in the whole world.
I love
having siblings. Being the oldest, though, was a little bit of it was a little touch and go. Like there was days it was good and there was days it wasn't. But there's always that with anything. I'm sure my sister, the middle child, could say that. My brother, the youngest, could say that. You grew up in a family, sir, that's very similar to my grandparents. Big families, and we don't have as much of that anymore. But you really enjoyed that. It sounds like.
Yeah, my oldest sister. My younger sister's called her the warden.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
But, I didn't see that in my older sister. She was one of my best friends. Yeah.
No, very cool. Very nice. Cool.
Thank you for the feedback, sir. We appreciate you. You have a great morning. Always good talking to you. Thank you, sir. 424-2600, 715-424-2600.
12 kids. You know, I know a few families that people who've grown up in those huge families. Man, that's got to be a trip, man.
My dad and his family, 7 kids. And I thought that was a lot growing up. That's
all
that's
good pretty... Catholics, I'll bet.
Yes,
all good Catholics.
Yes. I look back I think one of the most interesting parts of this is the 70% of people said that their sibling placement did shape their personality. 100% it did.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
100%.
Yeah.
100% it did. I don't want to say that I'm speaking for myself, but I feel pretty confident saying that about others as well.
Well, you know, and it's interesting, you know, because you, like you said, you had three. You know, there was three in your family, but you were all a little bit further apart, you know, like 5 years and then 5 years kind of thing. So you're 10 years older than your brother. Beth, I'm using Beth as an example. You know, she had four of her her and her sisters, all girls.
Yeah.
And she's the third of the four. And they were all born within like a 5-year period. So very close together in age. And that, I'm sure... completely different dynamic than what you had to, you know, yours was just because of the age difference, just because of that.
Right.
Makes a big difference.
My sister and I, you know, thick as thieves, as deep as it goes. My brother and I took work on that. There was a lot of our dynamic where my dad wasn't around, so I was trying to be a father figure, and that never goes over the greatest when you're dealing with a little brother who looks at you like an older brother, not a father
figure, right?
Sort of thing. There's a lot of that. Nick and I now are thick as thieves. Like we're the same as Jill and I and everything. But it took some time. It took because of the age difference.
Because of that
stuff and everything.
You have to take all that into account, you know?
Yeah.
For me and my sister, you know, we usually got along really well. Mm. We're just 2 years difference. She's 2 years older than me. I guess my parents may disagree with that a little bit because apparently my sister, and I don't remember a lot of this, but my sister would, you know, treat me like, you know, like a punching bag or something like that. And I would never do anything. It got to the point where my parents were like, just hit her back.
Right, right.
Come on.
Would you defend yourself?
Yes, come on.
I'm so tired of this. Defend yourself for the love of... That's an interesting one too. When it came to the fighting,
yeah,
like that part of things and stuff. Yeah, that part's interesting. So I wanted to touch on this just briefly because I'm sure that others will see this report. A new study at Michigan State found that having pets may not make us as happy as we might think.
Hmm.
Early in the pandemic, May of 2020, researchers talked to over 750 people three separate times to gauge how well they were coping. In general, pet owners said that pets were definitely helping by offering companionship and affection.
Hmm.
But they also mentioned the downsides, things like cost, worrying about the pet's health, things like this.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, the study found it was a wash. People who didn't have pets were just as happy overall. Quote, people say that pets make them happy, but when what they're measuring happiness, they don't appear to be like gauge what it's like when they didn't have the pets.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's so what what really all this is coming down to is pets do make you happy if that's something that you want in your life. It's something that you have to want. Now,
mm-hmm.
I think this is kind of a silly the study because I think this is pretty obvious if you step back and think about it. But it is more so, I think, so the person that buys somebody an animal and gives it to them when they didn't ask for it.
Yeah.
Like that kind of
That's
scenario.
A little different, yeah.
It's a little more like that, what
yeah.
we're talking about. Now, if you were somebody that you love animals, you're going to get a lot more love out of your life, a lot of your animal than most.
Right. Well, and again, you know, it's just like the whole sibling thing. It's circumstances. So if you're staying, you know, if you're one of those people that, yeah, like you said, not necessarily a big pet person, but you got one and you liked it. And at the beginning of the pandemic, you know, oh, it's nice to have something here. But as time goes on and you're stuck with the pet,
yeah.
like 24/7, does that change? I mean, it's like one of those things, I need a break. I need a break kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have to take that into account as well.
You know, I will say this as somebody who, one of my dreams is to have my own dog one day. I've never had my own dog. Mm-hmm. I've never owned my own dog or anything like that. I've done my homework. I've worked with dogs. I understand mm-hmm. dogs. One of the things I understand is they are a dog. They are not in charge of my happiness.
No.
They are not in charge. They're barely in charge of their own happiness. They don't even know what happiness is.
They depend on you for just about everything. So yeah.
This study only proves to me that human beings continue to expect things out of inanimate objects and animals that they are not capable of doing.
Like, personification. I understand why we do it because sometimes we have to.
Yes.
But at the same time, we can go way overboard with that.
Really take it too
remember,
far.
Remember, your pets, they're animals. They're not humans.
Yeah.
They're different, guys. You just got to remember that.
Need a little bit of a palate cleanser. Let's get to
All
some
right.
good stories of the day. And locally, we've got one kicking off today. Of course, Midday Magazine starts
right.
off for the week from 3 to 4. Be sure to join us in part one. Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. We're going to be talking with her in a little bit. Looking forward to that. And in part two, let's talk real estate with our friends at Coldwell Banker Siewert Realtors.
Yeah.
Lindsay Scheider, Director of Real Estate Development and Real Estate Professional, is going to be joining us. We'll be talking with her and our friends at Coldwell Banker, getting an update on you know, some of the stats in our area when it comes to that.
It's always a fascinating see how things are going in the housing market around here. It's really interesting.
I cannot tell you how much I learn and enjoy those conversations with our friends at Coldwell Banker because it's so it's a fascinating time. And it's interesting how much you can learn about other industries and other things in your community just through real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit later today at 4 o'clock, Wisconsin men's basketball. It's a ball night.
Mm-hmm.
Men's basketball taking on Providence. The men's boys Wisconsin Badger team taking on Providence. That pregame will kick off at 4. Be sure to catch all your Badger basketball all season long right here at WFHR.
Yeah, with the way the football team's playing, maybe you should.
Yeah, right.
Let's pivot.
And we have one of the most special days of the year going on tomorrow here at WIRI and WFHR. It's our Radiothon. Tune in and donate with our United Way of Southwood and Ems Counties.
Yeah.
They come in and they take over. They run the stations for the next couple of hours tomorrow from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI. We'll be doing this on the Sunrise Show. And then from 8 to 10 right here at WFHR.
I when you say they take over, I get this mental picture of Terry doing the, like the evil person.
Yes,
I take over thing.
Yes. And Terry does such an amazing job. She does. She sets up so much of this for us. Mm-hmm. We will have a bunch of different guests coming in, and we're going to be not really getting our hands in the dirt when it comes to what the United Way does. We briefly touch on this with Terry and Ben and some of the other people that join us here and there. Tomorrow, we're going to actually have an opportunity to not only tell you how they do this, but hear from people that are impacted by these things and some of our business and nonprofits in this area. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite days of the year, and I know the community steps up and shows up for this one.
Yep.
Your donation can be announced live on the air. You'll call 715-421-0390, 421-0390, and you can decide if you want that announced on the air or not. Businesses, keep this in mind. If you are going to start a new contract with us, if you go, if you spend, you make a donation of $500, we'll match that up to $1,000. So that's a sweet
free
deal. Free right
advertising
there.
On both of our stations. I mean, that ain't hey, friends.
You can't beat that.
No, not at all.
You are not going to get a deal like that anywhere else, any time of the year either.
Yeah.
This is the only time of year this kind of thing happens.
Right before Christmas. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge.
You're helping. It's free PR for your business. Mm-hmm. You're putting back into your community. It's the definition of a win-win. Like you cannot, you can't beat this. Join us tomorrow. We'll start on the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8 on Wyatt 105.5, and we'll wrap up from 8 to 10 right here at WFHR. It's going to be a lot of fun. Terry going to be sitting in with us along with a bunch of guests tomorrow.
Yes.
Real fun show today. Thank you, Seth.
Thank you, my friend.
You have a good day.
You too.
Be good to each other. We'll talk to you soon and later. Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.